Good Erev Shabbos. Your calendar may say Friday, but we know today is not Friday. Today is in fact Erev Shabbos, and we are here to turn our Friday into Erev Shabbos. I want to thank our generous series sponsor, Mendy and Tzipora Fishman, our dear friends, Eischus v'chai Rivka v'Tzipora Fredel, and in memory of Rabbi Jonathan Sachs, Rav Yaakov Tzvi Ben David Aryeh. Thank you so much for your generosity. So I want to share with you a new machshava, a new thought, how to turn our Friday into Erev Shabbos. It's based on a beautiful, beautiful Torah in Lekach V'alibov Nezer HaParsha, Rav Avram Shor Shlita's new sefer on Parsha, on Sefer Breishis. And in it, on Parshas Vayishlach, he is the following, not connected to the Parsha specifically, but in generally, he writes the following, and here's something we could all work on each and every Friday. B'tfilas mincha shel Shabbos. What is Shabbos really all about? What is its essence? If we had to reduce it to its core, it's of course a day of bitachon, of trust, of faith in Hashem. But how does that demonstrate? The truth is, in the Emunah Shir this week, please go and listen to the Emunah Shir from this week, we talked at length about that if a person craves menucha, menuchas ha-nefesh, you want serenity, you want peace of mind, you want happiness and you want joy, you want calm in your life, it is achieved through bitachon. That's what bitachon provides. In fact, the metric, the measure, the way to know whether you're living with the trust and faith in Hashem is look at your life. Are you anxious and a nervous chalaria? Are you scattered and fragmented? Are you all over the place? Or do you have calm? You have calm. Righteous men and women, holy tzaddikim and tzidkanios, they have a menuchas ha-nefesh. There's a peace, there's a calm that is the evidence of the inner bitachon, that I'm in Hashem's hands. I embrace my place. I am where I'm meant to be. I let go and I let God. I know Hashem is in charge. I submit and I surrender. So Shabbos mincha, we say, dal l'shono shel menucha, four languages of the menucha, of this rest, this peace, this inner peace that we're longing for. What are the four languages? Menuchas ava nedava, menuchas emes ve'emuna, menuchas shalom v'shalva, v'hashgiva v'vetach, menuchas shalema. Four types of menucha. A serenity of love and of giving, a serenity of truth and of faith, a serenity of peace, a serenity of quiet, a serenity of trust, a complete serenity, a complete rest, a complete menucha. Eilu dal menucha sim shleimos ha-menucha shemasigim b'yom Shabbos kodesh adei koach ha-bitachon sheish b'Shabbos. Now the truth is Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, we also crave that menucha. We want that peace of mind, that serenity, that happiness. We want that all the time, every day of the week. But it's on Shabbos that a Jew can live. When we shut off the noise, when we disconnect from the world around us, when we connect to Hashem, where we come from, we go back to the source, we remember creation, we remember Hashem is in charge, He's in control, He's involved in our life, He's curating, choreographing everything. Shabbos is a day of koach habitachon. Shabbos is the strength of faith. So that's when we're able to feel the menucha of life. Now, he continues, amazing. And he says the following. Pasuk says in Mishlei, Perchav Dalet, Sheva yipol tzadik v'kam. Seven times the tzaddik falls and they get up. Sheva yipol tzaddik v'kam. Seven times. Now, is it sheva yipol, seven times you fall and because you're v'kam, you're tzaddik? No. What makes you a tzaddik is that you fell and you got up. And you got up. We wrote about this a couple of weeks ago, that failing forward and that Denver Broncos and this pasuk sheva yipol tzaddik and a great quote from Roger Federer. How many points he lost, but you got to move on to the next point. How many times you have to punt, but you keep your eye on the ball and you still win the game. So sheva yipol tzaddik. The goal of Yiddishkeit, of Judaism, is not to never fail. You can't be perfect. Sheva yipol. Seven times you fall down, they come and you get up. So writes Rav Shor, sheva yipol tzaddik olo begematria, Shabbos. Seven times the tzaddik falls in numerical value is the same as Shabbos. Ki Shabbos v'zman l'midas bitachon. So Shabbos is the day of getting up. Even the Jew who all week long fell. You fell and you broke your diet. You fell and you ruined your exercise streak. You fell and you missed minyan. You fell and you skipped the day of the daf. You fell and you looked at what you shouldn't have looked at. You fell and you lost patience and you overreacted to someone. All week long we struggle. All week long we're in positions and circumstances. We're chas v'shalom, but we fall. Come Shabbos, v'kam. Sheva yipol tzadik is begematria Shabbos, because Shabbos is the day of v'kam b'chol ha-matzavim. B'chol ha-matzavim. Shabbos is the day of getting up. Yesh l'rames ki koach haShabbos kodesh lahavi agadu ulashleima. Ulinyaneinu merumas yosek ki avodas haShabbos umidas habitachon. The work and the feeling, the energy of Shabbos is the energy of faith. I see and I feel Hashem everywhere. I'm spending quality time. I'm communicating. All the noise, all the distractions, all that distance, it's eliminated. There's bitachon, there's trust, there's faith, there's surrender, there's submission. There's Hashem in my life. And therefore, I have this menucha, every which type of menucha. I feel the serenity, the peace of menucha because I feel it. I have it on Shabbos. So even if Sheva Yipol Tzadik, even if all week long I failed, Gematria Shabbos, but Vikam. Shabbos comes and I'm able to get up. And that's why that's Geula. Shabbat Tali Kola Geula is B'tochim B'Hashem. V'lova El Menucha Amitis Mikoach HaBitochim. So, Chevra, that's the homework. That's the way we can turn our Friday into Erev Shabbos, is to get ready to get up. Get ready to get up. Don't be stuck. Don't lie on the ground. I've fallen and I can't get up. We can get up, even if we've fallen. Don't try to fall and don't be proud that you fell and don't celebrate failure. But we fail. We're humans. It's natural. So are you going to lie on the floor? Are you going to be that commercial, I've fallen, I can't get up? Or the button that we press to get help is called Shabbos. Sheva Yipol Tzadik B'Gematria, Shabbos. Every Jew is given a button. You can press it, V'Kam, and you can get up even when you fell. And that button is Shabbos. So turn Friday into Erev Shabbos by getting ready to get up, by stopping the fall, by letting go, by forgiving yourself, earn forgiveness, but also forgive ourselves and tap into the beauty of Shabbos with a willingness to come. We should all be zochen not to fall, but if we do, to see and tap into and experience the energy, the beauty of Shabbos, the koach that can give us the menucha, the rest, the peace, the serenity, all to come so that we're able to get up, have a beautiful Shabbos, happy, a holy, and a healthy Shabbos. Yeah.